Greetings, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. A few weeks ago, I taught a module in the Design Intelligence Leadership Institute on what we entitled Leadership Ways. You'll note the distinction in the term ways. It's different from acts. Leadership acts are centered around doing. Most of the time, when we refer to a leader, we reference what they did or didn't do. They spoke. They decided. They attended. They presented. They failed. They were rude. They didn't perform, etc. But leadership ways are different in meaning and manner. Ways are one's approach to something, one's fashion or method. Ways are seemingly inherent in how instinctively they are expressed. They're the subtle yet observable manner in which an individual addresses challenge, mystery, or celebration. They emanate from the core of a person, and though subtle, are powerful, more powerful than the actual acts that follow. Ways nod to one's way of being, while acts refer to one's doing. Take, for instance, the way of your closest friend, partner, or lover. You observe it in the tilt of the head, the movement of the hands, the twinkle in the eyes, the tone of the voice. You know it by the subtleties of nuanced words, hesitations, and gestures before they speak or after they've heard. Their way has far more weight and expression than any act they perform or word they use. Their way is the essential them you have come to know, to understand. It is the power of their personality and being. So the question before us is, what way in me do others observe that marks my leadership being? In the Design Intelligence Leadership Institute module I referenced earlier, we spoke of discernment, discretion, and diplomacy as some of the markers of leadership ways. Discernment isn't a matter of doing anything. It's a manner of observation that sees past the smoke, reads between the lines, notes the motives behind the use of language. Discretion isn't a matter of doing anything either. It's the opposite. Discretion is withholding, remaining, staying. The discreet leader understands the power of silence over the power of words. The way of discretion is the way of wisdom and the way to trust. Diplomacy is an art, a seemingly lost art in most circles these days. Diplomacy is a way of expressing, whether in words, gestures, or demeanor, that communicates more effectively than opinion sharing or promotional posturing. The power of diplomacy is the power of careful language and strategic timing. The ways of a leader are more revealing than one's acts, though the undiscerning miss the ways in their obsession with acts. Leaders who lead from the core of values-founded ways will hone the craft of influence as the most effective instrument in their inventory of leadership attributes. Have you ever had someone whom you count as an intimate friend tell you the ways they see in you? Are you secure enough to seek and receive such input to better understand how to positively and effectively hone your leadership ways? Will you become the leader everyone can rely on for meaningful depth, insight, and steadiness? What kind of leader are you? Until next time, I'm Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.